Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, November 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mel's War Memorial. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Court of Wikipedia, where we explore the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles and delve into topics that intersect technology, ethics, and societal change. I'm Alloy, your host, and today we're going to take a step back in time to explore a piece of history nestled in the English countryside, the Mel's War Memorial. Imagine a quaint village in Somerset, England, with rolling hills and charming cottages. Mel's might seem like just another typical picturesque English village to the untrained eye. However, it holds a profound piece of history in the form of the Mel's War Memorial, a tribute to the village's valiant souls who gave their lives during the world wars. The Mel's War Memorial is not just a stone structure. It is a narrative carved in rock, designed by the distinguished British architect Sir Edwin Lutyens. Lutyens is renowned for his war memorial designs, most notably the Cenotaph in London. The Mel's War Memorial, completed in 1920, features prominently in the village, embodying the bereavement and valor of an entire community during testing times. Interestingly, unlike many war memorials that list the fallen soldiers, the Mel's War Memorial bears no names. One might wonder, why is that? This is where the depth of Lutyens' design comes into play. The memorial, standing at over 10 feet tall and featuring a cross of sacrifice, symbolizes the universal sacrifice of those who served rather than memorializing individuals. Lutyens' design was profoundly modern for its time, focusing on collective commemoration over personal eulogy. This prompts us to reflect. How do we remember and honor those who have contributed to a cause larger than themselves? Is it enough to remember them collectively, or do individual stories carry more weight in the fabric of history? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this complex question. Returning to Mel's, the village itself has an intriguing history that intertwines with the memorial. Mel's is the ancestral home of the Horner family, and Sir John Horner, a notable figure, is buried in the St. Andrew's Churchyard nearby. The churchyard is also the final resting place of the poet Siegfried Sassoon, an influential figure in 20th century literature, especially known for his profound poems on the horrors of World War I. This blend of history and literature surrounding the memorial adds layers to the narrative it represents. Lutyens' work on this memorial reflects both architectural beauty and emotional depth. He utilized Portland stone to evoke a sense of enduring strength and reverence. The cross-section of the memorial is an evocative piece, a calla lily-like form that represents purity and peace, embodying the sacrifices made during the devastating periods of war. Let's consider the structural and aesthetic intention behind creating such memorials. Is it more than just an effort to honor the dead? Could it also be an endeavor to foster communal healing, unity, and resilience against the backdrop of loss? These stone sentinels, in their silence, speak volumes about human endurance and the capacities for remembering. But beyond its physical presence, the Mel's War Memorial holds yet another significance. Its heritage designation as a Grade II-star listed structure since 1986 speaks to national recognition of its cultural importance. Monuments like this are reminders of our history. They pose an ethical obligation to remain custodians of the memory, preserving them for future generations. Here's an anecdote to chew on. In 2010, thousands of war memorials across the UK were found to be at risk. The Memorials Trust, a charitable organization, takes on the noble task of protecting such sacred sites from neglect and vandalism. This struggle for preservation prompts us to consider the roles and responsibilities of both local communities and national bodies in maintaining these poignant memories. How should communities balance modernization with preserving their historical narratives? As we conclude today's exploration, I invite you to reflect on a personal level. Do you have a memorial or monument nearby that resonates with you? How does it shape your understanding of history and remembrance? Perhaps take a moment to visit, connect, and pay tribute to those commemorated through these lasting memorials. Finally, a call to action. I encourage you to engage with history actively. Visit a war memorial or similar monument in your area. Learn its story, reflect on its significance, and share that awareness with others. By keeping these stories alive, we honor the past and educate the future. Remember, there is always more to discover, more layers of history to uncover, and more connections to make in the narratives that shape our shared human experience. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep exploring, stay curious, and let history be your guide. Thank you for tuning in, and take care.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mel's War Memorial. Thanks for listening. See you next time.